This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. You're listening to our special collaboration with the New York Times on the changing nature of work in America. In the old traditional way of working, Americans retired at, say, 62 or 65. These days, that's not happening. We're working longer, and that can lead to discrimination, either overt or more subtle, against older workers. Helene Olin is the author of Pound Foolish, Exposing the Dark Side of the Personal Finance Industry, and she wrote about age discrimination. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So what is age discrimination at work? How does it manifest?
Age discrimination can manifest in a bunch of different ways. At its worst and most extreme, of course, older people are simply let go or not kept around. On lower levels, it's simply not being given opportunities, not being given prestigious assignments, basically being ignored.
You also looked at one of the things that is really important in this economy, which is, of course, the long-term unemployed and how much harder it is for folks over a certain age to get a job once they've been out of work. What did you find?
Well, what we found is that, you know, a decent percentage of the long-term unemployed are over the age of 55. And, of course, if you are over the age of 55, it takes much longer to get a job than if you're under the age of 50 or 55. So these people are definitely have a strike against them when it comes to looking for work.
What can they do to try to overcome that?
That's the question everybody asks, but I decided in this piece to turn the question on its head, because the fact is there's probably not a lot you can do on your own to counter this sort of discrimination. What we need are companies and other people hiring to say, we are not going to discriminate.
You opened your story with this incredible anecdote about a computer test for unconscious bias. Even though we're on the radio, I want you to explain what that test is. I took it also, so tell me what it is.
It's called the implicit association test. And what you do is you sit in front of your computer and pictures of older and younger people come across the screen with words that are deemed either good or bad. So, for example, happy is a good word and sad is a bad word. And they pair it with an older or younger face when they do that. And that tells you, apparently, how you view younger or older people based on your response time to that question.
Yeah, so you basically click through and they time, you know, how quickly you associate those words with the young face or the old face.
Right.
And it tells you at the end, do you have a preference for older or younger people? I found it totally fascinating as a sort of a way to see how deeply that preference is embedded in our subconscious.
Right. They told me, Mazaram Banerjee, who does the test, told me that 80% of us will show some signs that we discriminate by age if we take this test. It is
even the people who are themselves older.
Right. It is people who are older show no difference than younger people. And it is, by the way, the most pervasive of all biases is the bias against age.
When you reported this story, were there strategies that any of the professors or even any of the employers who you talked to said were helpful for folks who are in their 50s or their 60s who were worried about facing age discrimination?
It's funny. That was actually the story I was originally hoping to write. And what I found was that there actually was very little. What our real issue is that we have an economy that is simply not producing enough jobs, which is making it hard for everyone. Mm. So what we need to do is turn the question around and say, how can we get, first, more jobs in play, but second, what can we do to attack the problem at its source? And the evidence we have shows, by the way, that when companies don't discriminate, all workers are happier. They seem to perceive that they are working for a fairer company. It's not like apparently companies are really wonderful places to be and they just happen to discriminate. Usually, if there's a company where discrimination seems to be going on, people are unhappy for all sorts of reasons.
Helene Olin is the author of Pound Foolish, Exposing the Dark Side of the Personal Finance Industry. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.